Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there comes a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness.
It's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Duckerberg. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. Bill's website is smallbiz.org, and that's B-U-S, smallbus.org, where you can find his index of small business optimism at that website, also at NFIB. And he has given us permission over the years to post it on our website, which we do all the time, every single month. And so, folks, I hope you check that out. Read the summary. The summary is outstanding. The commentary is the best, and it'll really give you a good insight into how your peers are behaving out there. Bill, thanks again for being here. The capital spending by small business owners is down. It corresponds to corporate capital spending, doesn't it?
Right, it does. You know, it, of course, came back from the real lows back in 2008 and 2009. But, you know, if you look at our 40-year history of it, you'll say, wow, we're still, like, at the high end of the historic recession ranges. We aren't spending money, and the big guys aren't spending money. And if you read what the economists are saying, you know, in the Journal and so in the Wall Street Journal and so on, they all say we really can't get growing until capital spending comes back.
Right.
And, you know, it's just not there. So we didn't spend, you know, we're kind of in maintenance mode still. The plans to make capital expenditures did increase a little bit. That was good to see. But, you know, not enough to get us really out of the range that we're stuck
well,
in.
So, well, let me give you something you probably know, Bill, that I think contributes to this indicator you're getting from your folks, and that's the Section 179 accelerated depreciation and expensing allowance went from $500,000 in 2013 for small businesses down to $25,000, a number it hasn't been in probably 15 years.
Right.
And they have not renewed it. They probably are going to renew it, Bill, but it's, here we are in November. They still haven't. People can't make decisions. There's no telling how many proposals are sitting on desks waiting to pull the trigger on if they can figure out what the government's going to do.
Well, you remember the December before it expired, you know, we had a surge in capital spending because everybody ran to get in, and of course now they're sitting there waiting. This is another example of the uncertainty that the management team in Washington creates by not getting stuff done. Changing the rules all the time, that's terrible.
Same thing with the R&D credit, Bill.
Yep, same deal. Any kind of investment tax credit, you know, shouldn't be temporary. You know, it should be, we should set the rates on things, tax rates, and let them be for a while.
So they don't make new regulations temporary, do they?
No, they don't. And
they don't make tax increases temporary, do they?
Right. No, they don't. That's a good point.
They don't make their paychecks temporary if they don't get their job done. They don't do that, do they, Bill?
Yeah, well, we should do that. We did that to a bunch of them in the election.
Yeah, but you're right about that. We gave some of them some pink slips, but
yes, we did.
But no, this is Bill. I have a theory. I believe that if we could get corporate America investing, and by 21st century definition, when a major corporation invests in the economy, a big chunk of that goes to small business contracts. I believe if we were growing this economy at 3.5%, even 3.5%, within a year, we'd make a big move to close this income gap. What do you think?
Yeah, 3.5 would be terrific because that's almost a point and a half higher than we've been. I mean, we've averaged 2.1 for 6 years. 2.1. Yeah. I mean, we're way off the pace, and way off the pace means every year you underutilize capacity, you don't use the labor you have available, and you throw away potential output and income, you know, for U.S. citizens, and that's what we've been doing in this recovery.
Do you get the feeling that this president has any regard at all for economic issues?
No, I don't think so. He's very much a philosopher, you know, and worried about political philosophy and the right course of the world should be on. And between now and 2016, guess where he's going to spend a lot of his time? Raising money for that election.
Probably so.
He loves fundraising.
Yeah, he's good at that.
But not managing.
He is good at that. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job. And I'm going to predict that November's index is going to be better. That's my prediction.
I think you might be right. Especially, we'll see a few more people who think that the political climate is not going to stand in their way.
That's it. I'm making that prediction right now. Hey, thanks, Bill. Come back soon. See you next time.
All right, thank you, sir.
Quick break. Got to go. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.